November's midterm elections are approaching, but over 5 million Americans in nearly all 50 states will be denied the right to cast ballots. Why? Because they are current or prior felony offenders who cannot exercise a right guaranteed them in the Constitution. 2 million of them have completed their sentence, so their punishment indirectly continues long after they have paid their debt to society. This unjust situation has attracted the attention of the United Nations Human Rights Committee. The committee charged that U.S. disenfranchisement policies violate international law and disproportionately affect the rights of minority groups. According to the nonprofit Sentencing Project in Washington, D.C., of the more than 5 million barred from voting, 13% are African-American men. Disenfranchisement laws vary from state to state, and some go back over a century. The number of disenfranchised people in the United States has jumped in the past 3 decades primarily because of a dramatic expansion of the criminal justice system, an expansion that has led the United States to having the world's highest rate of incarceration. The so-called war on drugs, in particular, has resulted in sentencing practices that have caused more and more Americans to be barred from voting even after they have paid their debt to society. It is true that disenfranchised former felons can petition to have their voting rights restored. The process, however, is often so complex that it can be all but impossible to follow. Some progress is being made. Rhode Island citizens will vote on the reenfranchisement issue in November. Iowa's governor issued an executive order in 2005 that automatically restored the voting rights of all ex-felons. And Nebraska, too, has ended its lifetime disenfranchisement policies. But even states moving in a more constructive direction sometimes attach strings that can act as a deterrent to voting. A recommendation made in 2001 by the National Commission on Federal Election Reform that all states restore voting rights to persons who have completed their sentences has yet to be endorsed by all the states. Now is the time for the states to give that universal endorsement. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.